ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम् कैंटो 5, The Creative Impetus, Chapter 13, Part 1, Jadabharata's Forest of Material Existence. Srila Shukadev Goswami continued. Jadabharata, who had fully realized Brahman, continued speaking to the king. My dear Maharaj Rahugana, the living entity wanders on the path of the material world, which is very difficult to traverse, and so one has to accept repeated birth and death. Being captivated by the material world, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, rajo-guna, and tamo-guna, the living entity can only see three fruits of activities under the spell of material nature. These fruits are auspicious, inauspicious, and mixed. One thus becomes attached to religion, economic development, sense gratification, and the monistic theory of liberation, merging with the supreme. One thus works very hard, day and night, exactly like a merchant who enters a forest in order to acquire some articles to sell later for profit. However, one cannot really achieve happiness within this material world. O King Rahugana, in this forest of material existence, there are six very powerful plunderers. When the conditioned soul enters the forest to acquire some material gain, these six plunderers misguide. Thus, the conditioned merchant does not know how to spend one's money, and the money is taken away by these plunderers. Like tigers, jackals, and other ferocious animals in a forest, who are ready to take away a lamb from the custody of its protector, the wife and children enter the heart of the merchant and plunder him in so many ways. In this forest, there are dense bowers composed of thickets of bushes, grass, and creepers. In these bowers, the conditioned soul is always disturbed by cruelly biting mosquitoes representing envious people. Sometimes one sees an imaginary palace in the forest, and sometimes one is bewildered by seeing a fleeting friend or ghost, which appears like a meteor in the sky. My dear king, the merchant on the forest path of this material world, having his intelligence victimized by home, wealth, relatives, and so forth, runs from one place to another in search of success. Sometimes one's eyes are covered by the dust of a whirlwind, that is to say, in one's lust, one is captivated by the beauty of the wife, especially during her menstrual period. Thus his eyes are blinded and cannot see where to go or what one is doing. Wandering in the forest of the material world, the conditioned soul sometimes hears an invisible cricket making harsh sounds, and one's ears become very much aggrieved. Sometimes one's heart is pained by the sounds of owls, which are just like the harsh words of one's enemies. Sometimes one takes shelter of a tree that has no fruits or flowers. One approaches such a tree due to one's strong appetite, and thus one suffers. and one would like to also acquire water, but one is simply illusioned by a mirage, and so runs after it. Sometimes, the conditioned soul jumps into a shallow river, or, being short of food grains, one goes to beg food from people who are not at all charitable. Sometimes, one suffers from the burning heat of household life, which is just like a forest fire. And sometimes one becomes sad to have one's wealth, which is as dear as life itself, plundered by kings in the name of heavy income taxes. Sometimes, being defeated or plundered by a superior, powerful agent, the living entity loses all of one's possessions. One then becomes very morose, and lamenting their loss, one sometimes becomes unconscious. Sometimes, one imagines a great palatial city in which one desires to live happily with one's family members and riches. One thinks oneself fully satisfied if this is possible. But such so-called happiness continues only for a moment. Sometimes the merchant in the forest wants to climb the hills and mountains, but due to insufficient footwear, one's feet are pricked by small stone fragments and by thorns on the mountain. Being pricked by them, one becomes very aggrieved. Sometimes a person who is very attached to one's family becomes overwhelmed with hunger, and due to one's miserable condition, one becomes furious with one's own family members. The conditioned soul in the material forest is sometimes swallowed by a python or crushed. At such a time, one is left lying in the forest like a dead person, devoid of consciousness and knowledge. Sometimes, other poisonous snakes bite one. Being blind to one's consciousness, one falls down into a dark well of hellish life with no hope of being rescued. Sometimes, in order to have a little insignificant sex enjoyment, one searches after debauched women. In this attempt, one is insulted and chastised by the woman's kinsmen. This is like going to take honey from a beehive and being attacked by the bees. Sometimes, after spending lots of money, one may acquire another woman for some extra sense enjoyment. Unfortunately, the object of sense enjoyment, the woman, is taken away or kidnapped by another debauchee. Sometimes, the living entity is busy counteracting the natural disturbances of freezing cold, scorching heat, strong wind, excessive rainfall, and so forth. When one is unable to do so, one becomes very unhappy. Sometimes one is cheated in business transactions one after another, and so in this way, by cheating, living entities create enmity among themselves. On the forest path of material existence, sometimes a person is without wealth, and due to this, one does not have a proper home, bed, or sitting place, nor proper family enjoyment. One therefore goes to beg money from others. But when one's desires are still not fulfilled by begging, one wants to borrow or steal the property of others. Thus one is insulted within society. Due to monetary transactions, relationships become very strained and end in enmity. Sometimes the husband and wife walk on the path of material progress, and to maintain their relationship, they must work very hard. But sometimes, due to scarcity of money or due to diseased conditions, they are embarrassed and almost die. My dear King Rahugana, on the forest path of material life, first a person is bereft of one's father and mother, and after their death, one becomes attached to one's newly born children. In this way, one wanders on the path of material progress and is eventually embarrassed. Nonetheless, no one knows how to get out of this, even up to the moment of death. There were, and still there are, many political and social heroes who have conquered enemies of equal power. Yet, due to their ignorance, in believing that the land is theirs, they fight one another and lay down their lives in battle. And they are not able to take up the spiritual path accepted by those in the renounced order of life. And although they are big heroes and political leaders, they cannot take to the path of spiritual realization. Sometimes the living entity in the forest of material existence takes shelter of creepers, desiring to hear the chirping of the birds in those creepers. Being afraid of roaring lions in the forest, one makes friends with cranes, herons, and vultures. And being cheated by them, the living entity in the forest of the material world tries to give up the association of these so-called yogis, swamis, and incarnations, and come to the association of real devotees. But, due to misfortune, one cannot follow the instructions of the spiritual master or advanced devotees. Therefore, one gives up their company and again returns to the association of monkeys who are simply interested in sense gratification and women. One derives satisfaction by associating with sense gratifiers and enjoying sex and intoxication. And in this way, one spoils one's life simply by indulging in sex and intoxication. Looking into the faces of other sense gratifiers, one becomes forgetful and thus approaches death. And when the living entity becomes exactly like a monkey jumping from one branch to another, one remains in the tree of householder life without any profit except for sex. One is thus kicked by one's wife, just like the he-ass. Unable to gain release, one remains helplessly in that position. Sometimes, one falls victim to an incurable disease, which is just like falling into a mountain cave. One becomes afraid of death, which is like the elephant in the back of the cave. And one remains stranded, grasping at the twigs and branches of a creeper. O Maharaj Rahugana, O killer of enemies, if the conditioned soul somehow or other gets out of this dangerous position, one again returns home to enjoy sex life, for that is the way of attachment. Thus, under the spell of the Lord's material energy, one continues to loiter in the forest of material existence. Still, one does not discover one's real interest, even at the point of death. My dear King Rahugana, you are also a victim of the external energy, being situated on the path of attraction to material pleasure. and so that you may become an equal friend to all living entities, I now advise you to give up your kingly position and the rod by which you punish criminals. Give up attraction to the sense objects and take up the sword of knowledge sharpened by devotional service. Then you will be able to cut the hard knot of illusory energy and cross to the other side of the ocean of nescience. Recorded April 8, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada.
Om Tat Sat. Om Namastubhyam Bhagavate Vasudevaya Dhimahi Pradyumnayani Rudhaya Nama Sankarshanaya Cha Namo Vijnana Matraya Paramananda Murtaye Atma Ramaya Shantaya Nivritta Dvaita Drishtaye Atmanandanu Bhutyaiva Nyasta Shakti Urmaye Namaha Rishikeshaya Mahate Namaste Ananta Murtaye Vachasi Uparate Prapya Ya Eko Manasa Saha Anama Rupashin Matra Sovyana Sad Asat Paraha Yasmin Idam Yatas Jedam Tishtati Apyeti Jayate Mrinmayeshu Iva Mrij Jatis Tasmaite Brahmane Namaha Yanas Prishanti Na Vidur Manobudindriya Sabaha Antarbahishcha Vitatam Yoma Vatsan Natosmi Aham Namastubhyam Bhagavate Sakala Jagat Stiti Layodaye Chaya Duravasi Tatma Gataye Kuyogi Nang Vida Paramahansaya Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tamsas Jivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vihamscha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Chitraketu prayed, O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, you are addressed by Omkar Pranava. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. O Lord Vasudeva, I meditate upon you. O Lord Prajumna, Lord Aniruddha, and Lord Sankarsana, I offer you my respectful obeisances. O reservoir of spiritual potency, O supreme bliss, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, who are self-sufficient and who are most peaceful. O ultimate truth, one without a second, you are realized as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, and therefore you are the reservoir of all knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Perceiving your personal bliss, you are always transcendental to the waves of material nature. Therefore, my Lord, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. You are the supreme controller of the senses, and your expansions of form are unlimited. You are therefore the greatest, and I therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto you. The words and mind of the conditioned soul cannot approach you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for material names and forms are not applicable to the Lord, who is entirely spiritual, beyond the conception of both gross and subtle forms. The impersonal Brahman is another one of his forms. May he, by his pleasure, protect us. Just as pots made completely of earth are situated upon earth after being created, and are transformed into earth again when broken, so also this cosmic manifestation is caused by the Supreme Brahman, is situated in the Supreme Brahman, and is annihilated in that very same Supreme Brahman. Therefore, since the Supreme Lord is the cause of Brahman, let us offer him our respectful obeisances. The Supreme Brahman emanates from the Supreme Personality of Godhead and expands just like the sky. Although untouched by anything material, it exists within and without. Nonetheless, the mind, intelligence, senses, and even the living force can neither touch him or know him. I offer unto him my respectful obeisances. My dear Lord, you are the creator, maintainer, and annihilator of this cosmic manifestation. But persons who are too materialistic and who always see separateness do not have the eyes with which to see you. They cannot understand your real position, and therefore they conclude that the cosmic manifestation is independent of your opulence. My Lord, you are the supreme pure, and you are full in all the six opulences. Therefore, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.